Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Greg Pickens, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Here ends the reading. In our gospel reading, we have heard a variation of what we know as the Great Commission. Jesus said these words at Easter, just after he was raised from the dead. We heard that he appeared to his followers with detailed instructions. Jesus laid upon them a sacred duty, a commission, to make new disciples and create them by baptizing them in a very specific way and passing on the teachings of Jesus. All Christians are created in a like manner. The mechanics are simple, but how we participate in the Great Commission can be quite varied. Inviting people to St. Michael may well be the easiest. When Ed Perry invited me to my very first church service, I went because he asked. Simple as that. And it was a very easy ask. He went to a great church and just wanted to share it. The Clearview Assemblies of God handled all the rest. The church invites each of us to heed the words of the Great Commission. So the question is, have you ever thought about inviting one of your non-St. Michael friends to sit with you on Sunday, to meet your friends, and then go to lunch after the service? Something so simple as an invitation to a friend might begin a new life for them, just as Ed Perry's invitation began a new life for me. Amen. Join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.